Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's be honest. You could not have drawn up a better way to kick off the postseason. Dominant Gerrit Cole, Yankee bats coming alive, and you got this guy coming on the show. That's when you know it is a big-time night. We welcome in the voice of the Yankee Spanish Radio Network and the Philadelphia Eagles and my good pal, the great Ricky Ricardo. Ricky, baby, what's happening?
JJ, I've got a smile on my face, a grin from ear to ear, and the Yankees tonight made me forget about the over-under on Sunday with the Eagles and Bengals, which, by the way, was 46.5, and they planted me and just got me stuck at 46 in a 23-23 overtime tie. The Yankees made me forget that tonight.
And we all needed it. Listen, I needed it after a 1-4 Sunday in the NFL too, Ricky. I needed something to put a smile on my face. And Gerrit Cole did exactly that. You know, we spent so much time. I think about a conversation we had back in February or, you know, just dreaming about the start of this year. This is exactly why you go and bring in Gerrit Cole. They got the Cy Young Award winner, soon to be in Shane Bieber. They have a guy that they have the utmost confidence in. You need an ace to, dare I say, go and match him. Well, there was no comparison because Gerrit Cole blew him out of the water. And, Ricky, I think that's the way you go and kick off a postseason career in Yankee pinstripes.
You and I spoke late night when I was flying back to Florida on the night that the Yankees made the Gerrit Cole signing. I told you that night, and I'll repeat it again tonight. It'll be the best money the Yankees have ever spent on pitching if they can go into the postseason with an ace, with a guy that you can just hand the ball to and close your eyes and say, go get me a win. And that's exactly what Gerrit Cole did for this organization tonight. You did not have to use the bullpen. It was 100, I believe it was 105 pitches, maybe 103, right around there. Seven dominant innings. The offense gave them a big enough cushion to where they didn't have to get into the good relievers, into the A-list relievers. They could use a Luis Sessa for the last two. But that's the money well spent. That what was missing, JJ, for the last few years in the Yankee playoff scenario was the one guy that you could hand him the baseball, close your eyes, and you knew it was going to come up big. Now, did I think that Bieber was going to be the same thing tonight for the Indians? I got to confess, I did. I was looking at a 2-1, 3-2 tight ball game. I thought maybe the Yankee bullpen was going to have to come up big as far as maybe a Chapman in a save situation. The offense proved me wrong. But I tell you what, Bieber may win the Cy Young because of what he did in the 60-game sprint. But when the money's on the table tonight in a short series on the road, you saw what Gerrit Cole is made of. That's money well spent.
Amen. Get to the Yankee offense. Ricky, I got to be honest. I had serious concerns going into this series. I had serious concerns going into game one against Shane Bieber. I mean, you saw it throughout the year. It was a roller coaster ride with this team. And I get it. They were dealing with a ton of injuries. Aaron Judge missing time. Stanton missing time. LeMahieu missing time. You give me the guy, they probably missed some time. But did you expect, Ricky, the Yankee lineup to basically flip the switch the way that they did? I mean, you saw them against the Marlins, Blue Jays last week, lifeless as can be. I mean, four pitches into this game, LeMahieu base hit, Aaron Judge home run. I was like, wow, the Yankee offense from last year, they're back.
You know, JJ, it's strange the way things work. Sometimes losing 2 out of 3 over the weekend against the Marlins and getting shut out on Sunday, the last game of the regular season. Sometimes having a downturn right before the postseason, it's almost that kick in the fanny that you need to look at each other and say, hey, wait a minute, we're the Yankees, all right? The Marlins, that's a beautiful story. They took 2 out of 3. Donnie Baseball back in the Yankees, the whole thing. Forget about that. This cannot happen again. They've got to go out and be the Yankees. Somebody, and I think it's Aaron Judge, but there is leadership, and Gardner, by the way, there is leadership in that clubhouse. Gardner in that lineup tonight, and I told Joe and Evan earlier today when I was talking about Frazier or Gardner, I said, no. This is before the lineup came out. I said, you want Gardner in this kind of pressure situation. This isn't a 7-game series. This is 2 out of 3, and whoever wins this first game, the other team has got a 16-ton weight of pressure on their shoulders the second night of the series. You saw the real Yankees tonight, the ones that said, that weekend, the slumps, all that's behind us. It's time for dinero. It's time for guys to make money. Aaron Judge wants to be considered the best player on the Yankees. He came through. DJ LeMay, who's a free agent, he wants big money to stay on the Yankees. He came through. Gerrit Cole, money well spent, he came through. Everybody did what they were supposed to do when the money was on the table tonight. They came through. The Yankee, Gleyber finally woke up. 4 hits, was on base 5 times. Urshela pitched in. Everybody got a hit except Aaron Hicks. And Hicks has been so good drawing walks and scoring runs. He got a couple of big walks tonight inside the rally, scored a couple of runs. From 1 to 9, everybody contributed. And this was the perfect slingshot to take the Yankees on a nice ride throughout this postseason. This was the way to start it. Tomorrow night, I think they put the Indians away. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I don't think this series goes into Thursday. I really don't.
Ricky, I hope you're right about that. And I give you props for making a case for Brett Gardner. I got to be honest. I want to see Clint Frazier in the lineup just because he's had such a good year, and I felt like he almost earned it. But you nailed it. That veteran experience of Gardner and the numbers being as solid as they were against Shane Bieber, perfect guy to put in. And now, Ricky, I think it goes without saying, when we're watching Game 2 later on tonight, Tanaka against Carlos Carrasco, Brett Gardner is going to be in the lineup and play in left field. I'd be stunned if he's not.
No, he's right back in there. You saw Gardner swing the bat the way we've seen Gardner get hot tonight. You got to roll with him. When he gets on a roll like this, Brett Gardner can be a spark plug. And dare I say, he's not one of the big guys, but dare I say, JJ, he can carry an offense the way that he hits the baseball when he's hot. Power, he goes to left center. That home run was, deep center field. You know, Brett Gardner is not a weak individual. He's got some pop. And Brett Gardner's got a lot to prove. Man, you've got guys that want to come back next year. Gardner is a question mark next year. Tanaka is a guy that wants to come back next year. You got people with chips on their shoulder and not really a lot of time to prove that they're worth it. And that's why guys jumped out tonight, LeMahieu, Gardner, and tomorrow night, remember, Masahiro Tanaka is a free agent. What's been Tanaka's, really his real attribute for this team has been that he comes up big in postseason and in big games. He's not afraid of the spotlight. What better for Masahiro Tanaka to cement being back next year and getting an extension on the Yankees than coming up big tomorrow night and putting them into the next round? The motivation is there, and these guys are going to come through.
I think you nailed it with Tanaka. I have the utmost confidence in him. We've seen it throughout his Yankee career against the Indians in 17. You saw it last year against the Minnesota Twins, Game 1 against the Astros. I mean, the postseason ERA, it's under 2, for goodness sakes. But I do wonder, Ricky, with a rested, locked and loaded Yankee bullpen, what do you think the expectation is going to be? Are they going to look for 85, 90 pitches, 5 or 6 innings, unleash the pen? To me, it's got to be the eye test. Ricky, if he's dominating this ballgame, I don't want to hear he's on a pitch count. I'm letting Tanaka go and rip as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I agree. Remember, they don't play again. If they're able to win tomorrow night on Wednesday, they will rest Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you're going to reset the rotation. So it's going to be Cole in Game 1 on Monday night. Tanaka won't pitch again until Tuesday. We all know that Tanaka is always a little bit better when you give him an extra day of rest. So Masahiro can let it all out on a Wednesday night. He comes through with a win. He's going to rest Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. He'll pitch game two of the division series. And that's when you get your best Tanaka, when you give him a little extra rest. You'll probably have Gary Sanchez behind the plate tonight, on Wednesday night, obviously. He will be another one of the guys that's got a chip on his shoulder, another guy that's got to prove to Yankee management that he's worthy of being on this team and being the lead dog behind the plate. I would say on Wednesday night, look for a big outing from Tanaka, a rested bullpen, all hands on deck, Green, Ottavino, into both Britton and Chapman if you need them, and look for Gary Sanchez to be the guy that says, okay, fine. You don't want me catching Cole? I'm here with Tanaka. I'm coming up with a big hit. Here's my pick to click on Wednesday. Sanchez and Tanaka, the Yankee battery comes up big. Little help from the bullpen. I'm not expecting a complete game, but a rested bullpen. Goodbye, Indians. And it's, you know, JJ, it's not the same team. It really isn't. Without Terry Francona in that dugout.
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree. And listen, that feel, Ricky, it's like, you know, having that magic touch. We saw with Andrew Miller a couple of years ago. I brought that up Monday when I was doing the show. I totally agree with that. That's something that you need to take into account, not having that calming presence of a guy who's been there and done that.
Yeah. Francona and Mills are a four-star general, you know, and an admiral as his assistant on that bench. Not having either guy, and Brad Mills opted out right at the beginning. Okay, COVID concerns, God bless him. He had the right to do that. But no Tito, no Mills. You don't have the real Indian leadership in that dugout. There were times when the camera, you know, panned into the dugout, and you saw Alomar and Mike Sarbaugh, the third base coach, who was his bench coach or is acting as his bench coach, and they had a look of complete confusion on their face about what they wanted to do. I mean, they even brought in Oliver Perez, you know, to get one out, and even that day, Gardner got a base hit off him, you know, with two outs in the ninth inning. The Indian leadership, it doesn't feel the same. Even the guy with the drum out in center field, I don't know if that's pre-recorded or they let the guy in. Even that had no mojo tonight. I think Tanaka comes out on Wednesday night, puts the Indians away. The Yanks go to California. They chill for a few days in the bubble, and on Monday night they come out roaring against whoever it may be.
The great Ricky Ricardo, Spanish Yankee Radio Network. He joins us here on The Fan. Ricky, I know you have a relationship with Gary Sanchez. It's been a very trying year for him. And look, Aaron Boone got it right, starting Higgy in game one. They clearly got great results out of Gerrit Cole. Ain't broke, don't fix it. He's going to catch him the rest of the way. How do you envision, though, the rest of these games in the postseason shaking out? Do you think Gary Sanchez catches everybody else? Do you think it's a mix-and-match type deal? How do you anticipate that going for Aaron Boone and company?
No, I do think, at least in this series, and we can reevaluate things come Monday, if they win this series and they move on to a five-game division series, I think it's a given that Higashioka will always catch Gerrit Cole. And Higgy's no slouch with the bat. He's not an automatic out either. But I think Gary Sanchez, as I mentioned, I think this is something that's bothering him. Okay, he won't come out and admit it in words, but I can tell by his body language and his pride's been hurt. I think Sanchez tonight, he'll catch Tanaka. He'll more than likely catch everyone else other than Gerrit Cole. And Gary has a major chip on his shoulder about this situation. And really, the only way that he can prove to Yankee fans, he knows the talk on this station. He knows the scuttlebutt on social media. He reads the papers. He can, you know, sit there and tell you that he's oblivious to the media, and you know, and I don't believe a word of it. He knows. He hears the whispers. He knows what's being talked about him. Sanchez will have a chip on his shoulder. The only way that he's going to shut people up is by hitting the baseball. When Gary Sanchez is hitting the baseball, we kind of forgive his misgivings behind the plate, okay? So I think Sanchez comes up big with the bat. The only other thing I worry about is if it's a close game and Gary's behind the plate catching a Aroldis Chapman, okay, does Chapman have the confidence to throw that 101, 102-mile-an-hour fastball that Gary sometimes catches behind him, or the slider into the dirt? Does he have enough confidence in Sanchez to block that slider that he needs to get guys out when he's coming off the hard stuff? and not hang one like the one he hung to Altuve or the one he hung to Rajay Davis in this ballpark, by the way, JJ, in the World Series when he was a member of the Chicago Cubs. That would be the only other thing that would concern me is in a ninth-inning situation, a guy on third base, what does Chapman throw with confidence, with conviction, with Gary behind the plate? But believe me, I think Gary will come up big offensively at some time during this postseason.
Ricky, very curious to run this by you. I've felt all along, biggest X factor for this lineup, they're going to get to and win a World Series. They need the Gleyber Torres from last year to show up, and he did in game one. He goes 4-for-4, hits a bomb, 3 RBIs. We know how special a player Gleyber can be. And when he's right, Ricky, I mean, he's right in more ways than one. He's getting opposite field hits. He's hitting a ball out of the ballpark. But do you look at Gleyber as the guy, maybe in more ways than one, not just with the bat, but with his glove and the way he's playing shortstop, as a guy who needs to shine for this team if they're going to go and win a championship?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gleyber Torres is going to probably be around longer. You know, what does Stan have left, 7 years on his deal? Gleyber will be around longer than that, God willing. When Gleyber Torres hits the baseball, his defense improves. He is a swagger-based ball player, okay? He is style. When he's not hitting, it affects his defense, and then everything falls apart. When he's hitting the baseball, running the bases well, and makes a play or two defensively, he elevates his game because his whole game gets elevated by his own swagger. And he gets taken down when he makes errors and he's not hitting the baseball. This is money time. This is national TV. This is the spotlight. These are the playoffs. You saw Gleyber tonight. You know, it's almost like an avalanche. He started hitting early. He kept hitting, got the home run, made a couple of very nice stylish plays at shortstop. 5 times he was on base. 4 hits, power, singles, a little bit of everything, good defense, good base running. He feels good about himself. Gleyber is a guy that is a lot between the ears with him, JJ. A lot of it is mental with Gleyber Torres. When he's in a good frame of mind and he's able to be that swagger, you know, that young shiny toy that the Yankees have at shortstop, he can be as lethal as anyone in all of Major League Baseball. Hopefully that continues on Wednesday night. I believe it will.
Ricky, biggest concern with this team, not just in this series, they got to get through it, obviously, but just over these next couple weeks, if there's one thing that you think will get in the way of the Yankees getting to the World Series, is there one thing you would pinpoint?
Okay, the scheduling with no off days. That's the only thing that concerns me. For example, let's go to the next series. Let's assume they get through this, God willing. Now you've got a 5-game series in 5 straight days. So you're going to pitch Gerrit Cole in game one, and you're going to probably pitch Gerrit Cole, or you have to have him ready for game five. Now, game five is going to be on short rest, okay, because it's 5 straight days. Who do you pitch after Cole and Tanaka when you have either a 5 or 7-game series? I believe there might be some off days, an off day. I think there's one, if I'm not mistaken. As a matter of fact, it's the Giants-Eagles on a Thursday night. That's an off day for the World Series. I have the schedule right in front of me. But I know the next round is 5 straight days without an off day. The thing that concerns me is the same thing that worries you. What do you do pitching-wise once you get past Tanaka? What kind of J-Hap are you going to have? And let's say you get a good J-Hap in game three of a 5-game series. If you need to go to game four, who are you pitching? Davey Garcia? You know, Paxton's not around. Is it a bullpen game? Do you have enough faith in the youngster Garcia to hand him the baseball in game four of a 5-game series? You can't come back with Cole that early, that soon. You can't do that. So what worries me, the only thing that concerns me, is that because of the scheduling without an off day, you're going to see the pitching depth in the rotation, really, really come to the forefront. Who do they pitch in game four? And if you get to a game five, it's going to be on short rest for Gerrit Cole.
Ricky, appreciate the time as always, my friend. And before we get you out of here, the Philadelphia Eagles, your concern level, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. I think they're very fortunate to be in the lowly NFC East. Cowboys don't look all too impressive, but they'll be fine. Giants got awful. Washington got awful. What do you stand with the Eagles?
I'm at about a 9.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I do.
Left tackle, Jason Peters. You saw Peters just, he has been getting beat. And this is a guy, JJ, is going to go to the Hall of Fame one day. All right? They brought him back to play right guard. Remember that. He wasn't even coming back at all. Injuries forced the Eagles' hand to bring him back to play right guard. All of a sudden, Andre Dillard, the left tackle, in his second year, he gets hurt. He's going to miss the season. The only alternative they have was to put Peters back at left tackle. He's been getting destroyed by opposing defensive linemen. The Washington kid from Ohio State, Chase Young, ran right by him. The Rams, Aaron Donald, ran right by him. This past week, the Bengals, Carlos Dunlap, that whole defense, ran right by him, and he left the game in overtime because he was tired, physically couldn't take it anymore. And Mailata, who came in to replace him, a false start, 5 yards back, Doug decides to punt instead of the field goal. The offensive line is the biggest concern for the Eagles. Jason Peters, that left tackle, as you know, the blind side for the quarterback. Peters is shot. I think he's done. That's my biggest concern. If you don't have a left tackle to protect Carson Wentz, it's a domino effect. Things start falling apart. That's what worries me.
Ricky, you are the best, my friend. Continued success. I am just so thankful. I think about a conversation we had back in June in the height of the pandemic. You know, I wondered maybe during those days, Ricky, if we'd be getting to this come September and October. Hallelujah for that, my man.
Yeah, we did it. And congratulations to the NHL for getting through all the way to the final. The NBA, so far, so good. I know the Titans, now we've got a situation, JJ, to be very concerned about in the NFL. But baseball, let me knock on wood, has gotten this far, you know, without a major interruption here. And we've gotten the postseason underway. A huge day for baseball fans. 8 games on Wednesday. And I agree with you 100%. I had my doubts where we'd get here. We got here. Now let's make the best of it. Let's win that ring number 28.
Buckle up, baby. Ricky, I love you. I'm sure we'll be doing a lot more of this over the next couple weeks. Positive
anytime,
vibes only, my friend.
Time for you, my friend. You got me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.